Coffee in Space is a podcast by S. Daniel Smith that puts the best in established and up-and-coming science fiction and fantasy writers in front of you, their readers. Dan's goal is to help you learn more about who they are as people, how they write, and how they live. Whether you're listening to this podcast at home, or in your car, or somewhere in between, Dan hopes to transport you to the crew lounge on an intergalactic spaceship, where you can have a cup of your favorite coffee with science fiction and fantasy authors. So sit back, listen in, and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, Dan Smith here again, host of the Coffee in Space podcast. I am so grateful for guests like Taylor Anderson, author of the Destroyer Men series and the new series called Artillerymen, starting with book one of the series, Purgatory's Shore, which I am currently reading and can't wait to leave a review for. At any rate, Taylor was on the show just a few days ago, and before our interview even began, I reached out to other members of the Destroyer Men fan club that's on Facebook. And by the way, if you are a fan of Taylor Anderson's writing, even the new book, Purgatory Shore, I want to invite you to join the Destroyer Men group. A lot of good discussions happen in there. You can see a lot of artwork, a lot of gameplay, a lot of speculation about Taylor's characters and the plot lines. Anyway, it's just a really great group. And what makes me so happy about a group like that and an author like Taylor is that when I pose the question in the group for an opportunity for people to ask questions to Taylor, first of all, lots of questions got asked. And second, Taylor was gracious enough to answer as many of them as we had time for. So I've titled this episode, 10 More Minutes with Taylor Anderson. But the reality is it's a few more minutes than 10. And also, it's really dedicated to his super fans that make up the Destroyer Men fan club. I can only hope, as an aspiring author, that I have fans someday as dedicated to my writing as Taylor has to his writing, his characters, his plot. I'm excited about these questions that are being asked in the group. I hope you are excited for it. Friends in the Destroyer Men fan club group on Facebook, this is for you. I hope you enjoy it. Now let me get out of the way and get to the questions. You have a pretty large fan base on Facebook. I happen to pose a question to the group and folks, it's linked in the show notes. So if you're a fan of Taylor's, feel free to jump in that Facebook group. It's a really active Facebook group. Anyway, they loved the podcast episode last year. They clearly made it my runaway most popular podcast. I've had several guys propose questions to ask you in this episode. And the first question comes from Adam Bauman, who asks, will there ever be a full version of Courtney Bradford's book?
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure you get that one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to do that. On the one hand, it would be kind of the ultimate challenge, because there's so much stuff in that world that I haven't been able to touch on yet. You know, the whole new series, Artilleryman series, is, you know, part of that. And I kind of hesitate. I remember I dropped a bomb on you during our last.
Feel free to do it again.
okay. Well, all right.
But don't do it if the publisher says no, I guess.
Well, no, there's nothing like that. A good way to put this, when Courtney Bradford is discussing thing in many of the Destroyerman books, there's a little section or two, sometimes multiple places, where you get a look into his thinking as it would have appeared in his Worlds I've Wandered, published in 1956. Well, now that everybody knows that Courtney did indeed survive through book 15 in the Destroyerman series, I think I'm free to maybe make a little hint or two that may not have been the only book that he wrote. And
oh man,
it's just I think people will get a kick out of the fact that, you know, maybe he has a few things to say in this series as well.
Okay, I can't wait to see the speculation when the guys see or hear that answer. Okay, so another question from the group comes from a gentleman named Valen Edward Davis. He asks, is there a chance that there will be sequel stories from the Destroyer Men series characters and their descendants going forward? I know Artillery Men takes place earlier in our Earth's history. Any chance that there will be sequels that will tie other things together?
Well, I don't think there's any secret that this series is kind of the origin story prequel series that establishes how the 1847 Americans or the NUS wound up in the Destroyerman universe, 100 years earlier, essentially, and that they had some problems with, I'm not going to say the Dominion, but a Dominion. There are some distinctions. And so that's probably about as far as I need to go there. But their circumstances, are reflected in the Destroyerman series later on, but nobody really knows how or why or what or where they went, where they came from, where they wound up and what they went through. And that's what this series is about. As far as doing other things is concerned, yeah, I'd love to. And I would absolutely love to go back and do some adventures with some already known characters at some point. It just, I kind of miss them already, to be honest with you, but it's, it just kind of depends. There's, who knows if there would be sufficient call for that sort of thing. I may get wrapped up in something else and not be able to return to it. I just really can't say right now, but I would love to. Yes. I didn't end the Destroyerman series because I was burned out on it. I ended it because it was kind of time to give people that had stuck with the series as long as they had a payoff, if you will. And it wasn't like I was fixing to fall off the twig or anything either, but an awful lot of people had been reading it for a long time, and I felt, and I'd always promised that yes, I would end it. And I just wanted to keep that promise. Now, if I started a spinoff series, even using some of the established characters, I wouldn't think that was cheating or that was, breaking a promise, because I would tell a different story at that point.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I tell you what, I want to just point out the obvious love you have for your characters. It is always refreshing when an author isn't just writing to, to get the stats and get the sales, but to make a connection based on the connection that he or she already has with their characters.
It's true. I miss them almost as real people. I think I told you that before I started writing the very first book, I built a 196 scale model of the USS Walker from Blueprint. So I would have something three-dimensional to look at. And I'd be able to, kind of get down and say, okay, yeah, they could see this from here. They could do, and all that sort of thing, because there aren't any real ones left that you can crawl around on. And it wasn't, super detailed, although strangely enough, certain parts of it are more detailed than others, but it turned out looking pretty good, good enough to display. And I've got it up in my living room, and I catch myself looking at it fairly often and, missing it. And after for so many years writing a story that's on it or around it or referencing it all the time, it's very, very strange not to be writing about it anymore. And I do miss that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the connection you've got with the characters, another gentleman in the group, Gordon Lang, he asked if there's anything looking back, would you have done it differently about the Destroyerman series? Anyone you killed you wish you hadn't? Anyone you didn't kill that you wish you had? Relationships, even with the antagonists, anything that you would have changed?
Oh, there are a number of technical things I wish I had done. I kind of overthought a few things from time to time. I get probably the most frequent question I get asked is why Amagi had 10-inch guns. And I very briefly referenced the Washington Naval Conference and things like that, but I really should have explained in more depth when they were describing Amagi the first time that the reason that she was undergunned was due to treaty limitations, and that they had, probably intended to upgun her at some point. And I really wish I had done that because it confused a lot of people. And it was just a simple example of how I should have explained something better, or, you know, maybe just overthought it too much. But yeah, I regret that. And there's all kinds of other little technical things that I got wrong, or I would probably like to change as far as the storyline is concerned, or a lot of the characters that died, like I got hate mail when Chief Gray was killed.
But and you deserve
it. I didn't even, the thing is though, it just happened. That's the strangest thing about writing a story like that is, yeah, I knew that fiasco of a raid turned into an invasion was going to be very, very costly. And everybody pretty much in the whole story was involved in it. And I knew that the chaos was going to have to hurt, and it was going to have to teach them a lesson. And when Walker went aground and everything just kind of evolved, and I'm riding along, and all of a sudden it just happened. And it was so strange. I couldn't really even describe, you know, the thought processes or anything else. It's just, you know, literally he became a real person in my mind to the extent that he did what he would have done. And, you know, in those circumstances, I couldn't have imagined him doing anything other than what he did. And it cost him his life. And that's the way a lot of it went. You know, and looking back, you know, it's particularly strange when you look back and you see the foreshadowing that you've built for a lot of these characters end, or some things that they do at some point during the series that you sometimes I think I must have some subconsciously known that was going to happen, because I set the precedent for it at this point. And then 5 books later, you know, it happens, and it's very, very strange to me, and I still haven't figured it out. Because sometimes it wasn't. I certainly didn't write it down as a plan.
Yeah. Well, let's take one more from the group. A gentleman named Chris Starring asked if you plan to write in any shared universes. And let me explain his question. As I understand it, I like the question because you've done anthologies before with other alt history specific authors. In particular, you were in 2 of the Phases of Mars books. At least that's the ones I know about. So the question, I think, is any chance several of you might team up for a bigger project in a shared universe, or would you ever write in somebody else's universe, or do you prefer to write stories in your own world?
Well, that's a tough one. I've stayed pretty busy playing in my own pool, as it were. I don't foresee getting in somebody else's world. I don't have anything against it. And I've made some very, very good friends that, you know, do wonderful stuff. Going forward, I really don't see any of that at this point. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying I've got anything against it. It's just a feature of having the time to do it. I missed the first book in the Phases of Mars because I just flat didn't have time. I was up against the deadline on one of the Destroyerman books, and there was just no way that I could devote the time I needed to do that. And the only reason I was able to do the other two was because I had just turned in Winds of Wrath. And before I got started on this new series, I had given myself a period of time that I hadn't planned on writing anything, but I really kind of missed not writing. And honestly, I felt like I probably ought to stay in practice. And so And honestly, the little story, particularly the little story about the PBY, was one I had always kind of wanted to tell.
And yeah, that was an amazing story, by the way.
It just struck me as the perfect opportunity to do so. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Well, that's all Taylor and I had time for. So if you've started here with this episode, the 10 More Minutes with Taylor Anderson, I hope you'll go back a couple of days and listen to episode 55 of the Coffee and Space podcast and hear the full interview about both Destroyerman and Purgatory Shore of the Artilleryman series. And I hope you'll subscribe to the Coffee and Space podcast to enjoy more episodes and get them directly to your smart device. This is Dan Smith, and I can't wait to meet again over a cup of coffee in space.